"His memory's gone," said Ron. "The memory charm backfired. Hit him instead of us. Hasn't got a clue who he is, or where he is, or who we are. I told him to come and wait here. He's a danger to himself." Lockhart peered good-naturedly up at them all. "Hello," he said. "Odd sort of place this, isn't it? Do you live here?"
No, said Ron, raising his eyebrows at Harry.
Harry bent down and looked up the long, dark pipe. "Have you thought how we're going to get back up this?" he said to Ron. Ron shook his head. But Fawkes the Phoenix had swooped past Harry and was now fluttering in front of him, his beady eyes bright in the dark. He was waving his long golden tail feathers. Harry looked uncertainly at him.
"He looks like he wants you to grab hold," said Ron, looking perplexed. "But you're much too heavy for a bird to pull up there."
"Fawkes," said Harry, "isn't an ordinary bird." He turned quickly to the others. "We've got to hold on to each other. Ginny, grab Ron's hand. Professor Lockhart..."
"He means you," said Ron sharply to Lockhart.
"You hold Ginny's other hand." Harry tucked the sword and the sorting hat into his belt. Ron took hold of the back of Harry's robes, and Harry reached out and took hold of Fawkes' strangely hot tail feathers. An extraordinary lightness seemed to spread through his whole body, and next second, with a whoosh, they were flying upwards through the pipe.